Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. The Northfield Police Department and Rice County Sheriff's Office are warning citizens of a phone scam involving the Rice County Sheriff's Office. Sheriff Dunn said they've received multiple complaints involving a company claiming to be a Captain Mike Jones or Johnson or Willis, common names, from the Rice County Sheriff's Office. He's telling people they have a warrant for their arrest and they can post bail. The Rice County Sheriff's Department has no captains. Dunn said his investigators,
as of late yesterday afternoon, we were able to shut that phone number down. So if they get calls or messages such as that and they call the number back, it was disconnected.
The scammer was looking for a credit card, Dunn said.
We will never ask you to give your credit card number over the phone for bail or anything like that. We'd rather have you go through a bondsman or come in and deal with us directly.
If you're contacted by the suspect or anyone else you think is suspicious, please call their dispatch center at 507-332-6001. They're continuing the investigation. More information is on kymnradio.net. In a 5-1 vote, the Northfield Council approved the first reading of the inclusion of some properties into the Downtown Heritage Preservation District. In 2015, the city received a grant to hire a consultant to update the historic downtown property inventory. They spent an additional $20,000 for the survey. City Planner Scott Temple said they
reevaluated all the buildings according to modern criteria. The original survey was done, was over 30 years old.
Out of the process, four properties were recommended for inclusion to the preservation district. Temple said this allows for protections such as
preventing demolition of historic buildings, making sure that exterior changes are complementary to the district and meet the national standards.
It's also a step that enables Northfield to apply for federal matching grants to preserve historic properties. Chair of the Heritage Preservation Commission, Jason Menard, said,
so while restoration can be expensive, we see increased tourism, business traffic, and property values. People are filming movies downtown. Our downtown is the envy of many cities in the region, so preservation has a really good return on investment.
Jim Spaulding, owner of the Hideaway Coffee House, where a movie was shot, said,
my concern is that we are in the historic downtown preservation area and our taxes just went up 74%.
Administrator Ben Mardig said Rice County does the assessments and he encouraged Spaulding to reach out directly to the assessing department. Other building owners downtown have raised the issue of the exorbitant tax hike this year. Asked if owners get tax credits for the designation, Temple said it would take a renovation valuing half the cost of the building to get any credits. He added that it can be a double-edged sword as property values increase with heritage designation. Councillor DeLong voted against it, calling it,
this is another layer of bureaucracy that we're imposing.
This will come back to council for a second reading. And Northfield has a new DARE officer, Bart Weiss. He grew up in Northfield, went to school here, and has been an officer in town for about 10 years. He just completed 2 weeks of intense training. He'll now be teaching DARE classes to fifth graders in the school district. Weiss will tag team with Officer Angela Borchardt, the former school resource officer. Weiss is taking over that position. News from around the state is next.